San Diego Mission Academy, a regular board meeting. It's Tuesday, April 18th, 2023 at 1:30 p.m. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the teleconference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@sdmissionacademy.com. The public may also provide comments through the public comment section of the meeting agenda. As required by state law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. So we're going to open up this meeting and we'll do a roll call so we can establish our quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Father Deck, present. Michael Lloyd,
present.
John George,
present.
And we have four members. So now we're going to do the college. Whether or not the item is on the agenda. time allotted for the presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to make a comment or introduce themselves? And if not, Shelley, has anyone from the public contacted you?
Hi, this is Shelley Sams here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you. So now we're on four. School reports and information. A, principal update. This is Jenna.
Thank you, Board President and Board members. For my principal's board update, I wanted to highlight a few items. The first is that our student enrollment count is, again, at the highest that it has ever been. I think I've been saying that for the past few meetings, but 181 students in the SDME is strong enrollment. We've had 29 graduates this school year so far. I want to draw attention also to the age group. We have about 18% of our students in the 19 to 24-year-old age group. We do have a lot of WIOA partnership enrollments, and we are, re-engaging those students back into school, providing them with that high school diploma and then the work-life support as well. We are in the middle of state testing, and as a DAS school with 70%+ population, we know how important state testing is to our public optics and state and local accountability. Sometimes we enroll students who need state testing literally days before the state testing begins. Still, we provide technology for those students who need it and an encouraging environment in which they will show what they know, whether or not they learned it with us. SDMA was at 63.5% completion 6 days into the testing window, and 95% participation is our goal. I am going to be reviewing local accountability metrics in the next section of the board agenda, but we know that with our independent study model, state testing is not always the best indicator of growth and knowledge, so we do monitor metrics month to month internally and but oversight as well. And we're showing really promising gains this school year at SDMA. For one, average daily attendance year to date is 91.39% on average, which is, I'm a little bit in awe of that. It's the hard work of our academic advisors and teachers and tutors and support staff working together. Our online activity completion increased from 15 activities on average in July to 38 activities in March, so more than doubling. Our average credit completion increased by almost one full credit year to date from last year. Our EL reclassification rate is 5% above the state average, and our graduation retention and rematriculation rate is at 87%+. So I'm really proud of those things. And then I have two updates today for student stories. One I've written here is a story that an academic advisor shared with the team regarding her student Araceli's perseverance in spite of dire circumstances. And it's because of schools like ours that Araceli is able to feel the normalcy of school and continue her academic success. But basically, she has a very rare and serious heart disease and condition, and she's 17 years old. And this is in the advisor's words. She is amazing. She is this tiny, sweet girl whom I recently met with at a park near her home. We had snacks there with her mom like a picnic. It was lovely. I chatted with Araceli for a while upon her return home from surgery. It was unbelievable to me how smiley and upbeat she was and always is in light of her serious condition. With her parakeets chirping in the background, she told me the funniest story about how she had to fast before surgery and how the procedure kept getting pushed back. And she arrived at the hospital in the early morning. And after all was said and done, she was understandably starving. She said she was finally brought a peanut butter sandwich at 5 p.m. on stale bread, no less. We were laughing so hard on the phone while she shared the details of this horrible sandwich. At that time, she said, "Thank you," and she faked eating it because she is just that sweet, polite girl. And she confessed to mom once the nurse left that it was gross. Thankfully, her uncle arrived soon after with her favorite soup, and all was well. She is truly remarkable. See the photos of the flowers we sent in light of her most recent surgery. And I really love that story because it highlights the personal aspect of our program, and that we get to really know a lot about our students and about their struggles And it really means a lot to have that relationship with the people at our school. I love the flowers too. It was this big bouquet of flowers and a smiley face face. It just looked perfect for a 17-year-old girl. So, the second success story I have, or the second student story I have, is from a student named Seth Medina. And if it's all right with you, I'd like to call Seth into the meeting. He's having trouble logging into the link. So let me see if I can get him. He's really looking forward to speaking with you all today. Hi, Mrs. Medina, it's Miss Eunice. Hi, I'm sorry that we're having the technical difficulties. May I put Seth on speakerphone to speak to the board? You let me know when you're ready, Seth. Okay, thank you so much. I apologize for those technical difficulties. I'm gonna put you on speakerphone and then introduce you, okay? Okay. Okay, so Seth Medina is an exceptional young man with a promising future. Seth is involved in Civic Air Patrol, boxing, STEM club, volunteering in his community, and more. He is taking advanced math and science classes at Mount St. Jacinto Junior College, while also working on his courses at SDMA. Seth will be graduating early as a result of his hard work and effort. It is my absolute pleasure to have him speak with the board today. So, Seth, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Seth Medina, and I have been with Mission Academy since my seventh grade of junior high school. I'm also a dual enrollment student with Mount San Jacinto Community College in Riverside County. In spring of 2024, I will be graduating from Mission Academy with multiple degrees from Mount San Jacinto Community College, one in physics and one in liberal arts of math and science.
Wow.
I plan on applying to Caltech in November so that I can work towards an internship and eventually position on the Mars Landing Rover Development Team.
Woo!
Having had a difficult life myself and actually homeless back in 2009, I am not only extremely grateful for the opportunity the board and Mission Academy administration have given me, but I want to do everything I can to help others in difficult situations have any connections to the STEM field in a way that I didn't until I came to the school. I have created a STEM club and website for the school at www.missionacademystem.com, where I post free STEM information that is accessible to anyone, anytime. As the Mission Academy School Board student representative, I hope by sharing my experience and plan with the board, together we can continue this STEM so that others like me have a chance they otherwise would not have. Thank you for your time.
If I may, Madam President, Steph, this is Jeff Brown, CEO. You're a CAP member?
Yes, sir.
I was also. I grew up with that program. What are you flying now?
Not yet.
Okay, well, do it. It's a wonderful experience, and it helps on growth. I'm sorry to interrupt there.
No, okay.
But I just want
thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you.
That's incredible.
Are there any other questions or comments for Seth?
This is Board President Stanford. Seth, we're really proud of you. We love the fact that you've overcome all kinds of obstacles, and you're like an example for other kids. And if you love dual enrollment, we need to maybe make you a poster child for that and get more kids to do that.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Seth. Thank you for being here today. I'm going to go ahead and hang up, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, he's incredible. and his mother is incredible. And when you think of resilience, I definitely think of Seth and his family. His brother Michael actually graduated from San Diego Mission Academy last year as well and went to Cal State Fullerton. It's been wonderful getting to know the family. Thank you for allowing me to speak today. That concludes my principal's report, but I'm going to pass it on to Lindsay Reese to discuss some board metrics.
Thank you. Actually, we'll pass all those along. Thanks, Jenna. Seth is amazing. I love that he's doing dual enrollment and graduating with not only I'm assuming his AA degree in both of those subjects, but his diploma as well. I wish we could get more kids to do it.
I was inspired by it.
Very.
Right?
So, this board metrics document was sent to board members in a portfolio with other information about the charter, but I'm just providing another copy of it for your convenience while we review. This data was accumulated by the Office of School Governance, so we thank them for their service. It's divided into five areas: ADA enrollment, overall credit completion, core credit completion, and graduation rate. As you can see, our ADA for an LP8, which ended March 24th, is 93.59%. Just incredible. I mean, I support a number of the schools in the Learn for Life network. This is the highest ADA that we have out of the five schools I support. It's incredible work, and I think it's a testament to San Diego Mission Academy is small but mighty. They exemplify teamwork. They work really hard together to get results, and they're very aligned in the way they serve students, and you can see it in the numbers. And you can see there's not a lot of fluctuation across the LPs, which in this case is a good thing because they're consistently high. This isn't just a flash in the pan. We got lucky one month. They are consistently high. And I think more than anything, it's a testament to kids are engaged, they're completing schoolwork, they're progressing towards graduation, which is what we want. For enrollment, so again, this was ran for at the end of LP8. At that time, we had 160 students. As Jenna mentioned today, we have 181. And actually, I just looked it up, and it's actually up to 185 as of this morning. So it's creeping up. Again, San Diego Mission Academy is small but mighty, and we're okay with that. It's a strong team. It's growing a little more slowly than some of our other schools, but that's okay. They're consistently growing, and they have great performance, and they're a strong team. So I know inevitably one day if we do grow even more, they have a very strong foundation to build upon. Overall credit completion. So generally, this metric would describe the average number of credits, both elective and core combined, for students in a given LP. Unfortunately, this data doesn't apply to the online schools due to the way that we track progress. We prefer to track progress through activity completion rate. According to our numbers, in general, LPs 1 through 8, the average credit completion fluctuated between 23 to 32, but in LP9, the team achieved 38 activities completed. So again, we saw a huge increase in activity completion rates in LP9. I do think it's because we have done some hiring in San Diego Mission Academy. And I think having additional staff on hand to support students, encourage them, I think has resulted in some tangible gains in activity completion rates. Also, for core credit completion, their core credit completion rate is 20.3. So on average, their SEMA students are doing 70% of their credits in core subjects. So again, a huge emphasis on core credit completion. And finally, for the graduation cohort, the one-year cohort rate as of 3/24 is 76.47%. So 76% of students who are eligible to graduate this year have already done so. And I have no doubt by the end of June, and furthermore by mid-August when we turn in our final numbers, this will be well over 90%. And thank you for letting me share these metrics with you. Are there any questions?
Wonderful. Thank you. All right. Any other questions? Board. So let's go to 4C, LCAP goals and metrics.
Yeah. I think we skipped
B. 2022-23 eligibility for comprehensive support and improvement, CSI, School System, Federal Every Student Succeeds Act. What does that acronym CSI stand for?
Comprehensive School Improvement.
Okay, just like it says. So this is Lindsay.
Thank you. Yes, as you mentioned, the Every Student Succeeds Act, otherwise known as ESSA, requires the CDD to determine school eligibility for comprehensive support and improvement. The California dashboard is used to determine schools' eligibility for comprehensive support and improvement, or CSI. Last year, the California State Board of Education was denied a waiver from the Federal Department of Education to use a one-year cohort graduation rate for its DAS schools, as we've talked about in previous board meetings. Now, we are only allowed to use a 4 or 5 year cohort graduation rate averaged over 3 years. And if your 4 or 5 year graduation cohort falls below 68%, you are automatically put into comprehensive school improvement status. And as I've shared with the board in the past, due to the unique nature of the students that we serve, the ages of students that we serve, credit deficiency and skill deficiency, many of our students actually enter our program already in their fourth or fifth year of high school, if not beyond that, if they're in their sixth or seventh year. So necessarily, we're going to have a percentage of our students who, despite our best efforts, would not be able to be counted in that cohort. However, with the students who would be eligible to be in that cohort, we are going to put a plan together as a team to recognize what are other things that we can do to ensure that students who could finish within 4 or 5 years do indeed finish in that 4 to 5 year timeline. And that includes increased communication with parents, explaining the 4 or 5 year cohort grad rate, focus groups, intervention courses. So we'll be developing a CSI plan with stakeholder feedback and incorporating that into the 23-24 LCAP, which will be approved by this board in June. Are there any questions?
Thank you so much. So now we get to see,
Thank you, Board President. So today, myself and my administrator in charge of state and federal reporting will be up on the progress the school has made on our LCAP metrics and goals. The report can be found on page 148 of your board packet. Please note that the data presented is as of LP7, which is through January 28th or through the end of the first semester. And these numbers continue to evolve through the end of the school year, and you'll be updated again at that time. So we will not be speaking about every metric, but we'll be highlighting the ones of greatest interest. I'll be presenting progress on the first two goals, and Ms. Lisa Samuels will be presenting the second two. So the first goal is to increase academic progress. I want to just draw attention to the reading Lexile and math quintile scores that you see on the first page. These are actually the average of the first test scores reported in the school year, not a growth over time. Students' first scores in reading, as they were entered in this school year and last school year, decreased from 1042 to 1030. Math quintile averages, however, increased upon first test score, 939 to 968 compared to the past year. The school is currently retesting students for the end of year growth metric scores, and we are hopeful the reading Lexile average and math quintile average will both show growth by the year's end. I do look forward to reporting those growth scores at a future board meeting. The average credit completion increased in San Diego Mission Academy from 2.42 last year to 3.27 credits per learning period this school year. Last year, our EL reclassification was 0%. We only had up to go, but this year it was 13%, which the state average is 8%. So we really did make quite an effort this year in our EL program, and that's paid off. Our grad rate is in progress, but already having 70%+ of students in our cohort graduating is pretty remarkable, and I have no doubt the graduation rate will hit 90% as it has in years past for that one-year cohort. For the students in college and career readiness, the second LCAP goal, many of the categories do not have valid data until the end of the school year, so I will provide an update at a later date. But we do have a college and career readiness course that is 2 semesters, and we have an active JAG program, Jobs for American Graduates, at SDMA. And we have 90 participants in the program thus far, as well as just under 10 students enrolled in community colleges. So, and again, those numbers are evolving as we go through the school year. All right, I will now ask my admin, Lisa Samuels, to review the last two goals.
Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, so our third goal focuses on increasing the student retention rate. The success rate is currently 87%. Which calculates the number of students on path for graduation, the number of graduates, and the number of students returning to the district. Our retention rate is currently at 50.7%, Our attendance rate has increased to 91.97%. This shows incredible progress, and we are hopeful that it continues to increase in the future. Our dropout rate is currently 12.3%, and our suspension and expulsion rate remains at 0%. Now, our fourth goal, which focuses on increasing educational partnership engagement, this year our PAC/ELAC participation increased from 82 to 88. Our annual school survey results shows the following. 90% of parents feel encouraged to participate. This is an increase from the prior year. 100% of students and 100% of staff feel safe. 98% of students and 100% of staff feel connected to our school. These metrics are a direct result of our team keeping students engaged. This concludes our summary on the LCAP goals and metrics, and I'll now open up for questions and comments from the board.
Thank you, Lisa. Love getting the student on talking about dual enrollment. Great scores. I mean, they're doing great. I think enrollment will increase by word of mouth. These kids are doing, and they're really in there.
Yeah, and we'll say too that San Diego Mission Academy has a really high rate of mobility, higher than you know, some other programs that we're familiar with. So students come and go more often. So it's actually a lot of work on the right, the enrollment and the exit end of things. We also have a high population of those 19 or 24 year olds. So like we're looking into, for example, our dropout rate, because that's a little bit atypical. It's a little bit too high for my comfort. One of the things that we do to address this is call all of our students who have exited our program and ask them about where they are, see if they want to re-enter our program, if they're not in school, or try and get them connected to a work program, you know, nearby to earn their diploma and to or their degree. So we're working really hard. Obviously, we're doing something because San Diego is incredibly saturated with charter schools and other school programs. So really, like ramped up, you know, their efforts at engagement. And despite the high mobility and the, you know, the rates that we're looking to improve, our enrollment is still increasing. So very proud of what we've got, and we're going to continue to work hard.
Any comments from the board members? All right, then we're going to move to the school survey report.
All right, be sick of me before lunch.
Never.
I'll make this one short and sweet. I know the annual survey is in your board packet, and we open the survey in November each school year and have it open for about 3 months. We survey staff, parents, guardians, and students in three different surveys, and we ask for feedback relating to school culture, school programming. We ask about school safety, how safe they feel, how connected they feel. We ask about academics, rigor, desired career pathways, and secondary plans. How many times they meet with their teachers, if they feel supported by their teachers, and also how they feel about their level of learning and the level of rigor that our program offers. So we have the highest rate of participation to date on this year's survey at SDMA for, I believe, our parents and our students. And, you know, we do review these results and look at the insights for future leadership planning. Although the results are overwhelmingly favorable, we're also always looking for those areas where we can continue to improve. And we're looking at the survey questions themselves to see if there's something we're not asking that we need to ask in order to get feedback from stakeholders to improve our program. So, Ms. Reese, did you have numbers from last school year?
I was looking at something else. Sorry, I don't have it right now in front of me.
Okay.
I'll get it to the board by the end.
No worries. Yes. Please let me know if you have any questions about the school survey or the results. And otherwise, that concludes my presentation of surveys.
You have 160 students, 89 participating.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, last year we had 37.
That's great.
Almost triple.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because of the
fluctuations. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really
good.
We're proud of that.
I'm telling you, SVMA, you guys. Silent but deadly. They're a little sneaky. They're a little sneaky, tiny team, but they're behind the scenes making magic happen. You gotta look out for them.
So you will.
You keep an eye on them.
Any other Any comments from the rest of the board? All right, we're going to go to 4E, finance.
Thank you, board. So I have some internet issues. I can't turn on my camera, but I just wanted to go over the quick update on the Hanmi line of credit. This document is updated as of 3/31/2023. The only change really on this document is the interest rate that the bank charges. Again, the prime rate has gone up. So it's prime rate plus 0.5%. Currently, the rate is at 8.5%. And then the school has met all the covenants. That means the school continues to be qualified for the line of credit. And then on the lower portion of this document, you'll see a line of credit available to the school under NNAC, which is at a fixed rate of 4%. So that concludes my report. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to go over. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gita. Any questions from the board? All right, we're going to move to 4F. Legislative update. Bob Morales, are you on the line?
I'm here. Good afternoon, board. Hey. Attendees. So it's been a busy last 3 weeks. I was in Sacramento last week as well, and we've been meeting with many legislators, the governor's office, mayors of cities. And last week, the League of Cities was in Sacramento. So all the city council people, mayors, city managers from all the cities throughout California were up there, so I had an opportunity to talk to a number of them about our schools, again, inviting them to come out and take a tour of our centers, and so that was really fulfilling. There's a few bills up in Senate Education Committee, which is on April 26th, a couple of which we're monitoring closely. One is SB 426 by Senator Nello. That is sponsored by A+, and that would redefine non-classroom-based schools as flex-based instruction. So we're looking closely at that, keeping an eye on that bill. There's another one, SB 739 by Senator Maria Alvarado Gil, which would extend charter school renewals for an additional 2 years automatically. We're also keeping a close eye on that one, and hopefully after that date, I think that bill would have to go to Senate Appropriations Committee, and then just remembering the process. It has to get to the Senate and then through the Assembly. If there's any amendments, it has to go for concurrence and then to the governor for his signature. So in addition to that, our external affairs team continues to meet and communicate regularly with our legislative advocates in Sacramento, who keep us apprised of any proposed legislation impacting our schools. And then next month, I will be in Washington, D.C. to meet with members of Congress and the U.S. Senate about our schools and federal legislation. So that's it for my report. Any questions?
This is for President Stanford. That's wonderful. You're going to meet with the legislators and Senate saying good things about our schools.
Always do. Thank you so much.
Any other comments for Bob? Thank you so much, Bob. We appreciate that. It's good to
My
see
pleasure.
You.
Good to see you as well.
All right. So now we're on 4G, the 2023-24 board meeting date, and it's in the packet. Again, allow us some flexibility in case something else happens, but we'll text you and we'll let you know what's going on. That's our group, Shelley and Deanna, Vanessa. They'll always let us know. We appreciate them so much. All right. Any questions about G? Let's go to 5, action items. The board will be asked to approve the declaration of need, DRN, forms as a prerequisite to the insurance of an emergency permit and our limited assignment permit for teachers at the school in 2023-24 school year per California Code Regulations 80026. And this is Lindsay.
Thank you, President Sanford. The Declaration of Need is an annual form submitted to the California Commission of Teacher Credentialing by local education agencies. The form contains the employee agency's estimated number of emergency permits. I want to emphasize that this is an estimated number, and it's perfectly acceptable to overestimate on this document. These documents allow qualified individuals authorized to serve in their teaching assignment while they are working towards completing the credential requirements for the appropriate teaching credential for that educator's assignment. Are there any questions about this document? If not, At this time, I would like to ask the board to approve the declaration of need for the 23-24 school year.
All right. Can I have a motion and a second to approve 5A?
Patty Beck, I'll make a motion to approve 5A.
John Birch will second.
Motion. John Birch will second it. We'll vote. Joe Stanford, aye.
Heather Jones,
aye.
Michael Lewis,
aye.
John Birch,
aye.
So 4 people voted for 5A and it's been approved. So now we're on 6. Additional corporate officers and board members observations and comments.
President Stanford, thanks to my board members. Congratulations on the graduate number 29, which will be even more as we progress. I think it's pretty exciting. This WIOLA program is so important to us. And the WIOLA program, as you're working, and you said you this, that's quite a few students are doing it, gives these young people an opportunity to continue their education at older age and then prepared to go out into the community and become citizens that are in jobs and then both. So I think that's extremely important. That student, Araceli, that's an amazing story. This is a young person that is fighting for her life and still has this attitude.
It's amazing.
That has that smile, and I'm going to do it, I'm going to win, and I'm going to make it happen. I think that's great. I can't say no. It's never you see a guy, and obviously, so we had something in common. That's an amazing story, getting two A's, right? And then moving on and going to the future. This is what it's all about. This is what makes it work, and man, I'm so proud to be around you people that make that thing happen, because I just didn't watch. It's pretty exciting. Talking about the goals, splitting it up in two ways, I think is pretty good. I noticed on your report, Jenna, that 90% of teachers, we're having a teacher problem, and I get that, so let's hopefully we get, although you did mention we hired some more teachers.
We did.
Okay, so that may assist a little bit. I think that's important. Now, getting back, you have the WIOLA program, but they have the JAG program, which is actually what that means is jobs after graduation. So this, again, is opening doors for these young people to find something. Perhaps not all of them are going to go to the university. And if they go to junior college, that's great. Get started with it and then get into these various programs that we need people to be able to get out there and keep the community alive, because we're having problems in those areas. So I do appreciate that. I don't want to take up everybody's time here today. Well, I like it. Don't mind doing it. And thank you all for what you're
doing.
Thank you. And so Jerry's not on time.
I doubt it.
So my comment for President Stanford is that I think it's so important, Jenna and Lisa, that you have personal relationships with both Araceli and Seth and the mom. You know, this is a virtual school. That's so cool, the connection that comes across. People are looking for attention right now. So that's beautiful. Anyway, any comments from the other board members? All right, this school is just doing amazing. I think it's going to grow. All right, so now we're going to go into closed session.
Thank you all. Enjoy your break.
I would like to request a motion to adjourn open public board meeting to go into closed session for public employee performance evaluation of the code section. 5495721 area superintendent. I have a motion in second to go into
session. Michael, I'll make a motion.
Michael, I have a motion. John George is second. We'll vote. John Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
John George seconded the motion, and the board voted with 4 votes to adjourn closed session and reconvene to open public board meeting. No action was taken in closed session for public employee performance evaluation. Government court conducted in closed section 549-571, title area superintendent. So now we're going to 8. Closing items. Our next regular board meeting date, June 7th, 2023, at 12 o'clock noon. And now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Michael Lloyd makes a motion.
Okay, thank you. So Michael Lloyd's motion, John Burge is seconded. We'll vote Trustee Hanford, aye. Father Beck, aye. Michael Lloyd,
aye.
John Burge,
aye.
So four members have voted to adjourn this meeting. And Barbara, we'll see you at the next one.